Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, who's on the Ford fun line?
Skyler.
All right, Skyler. What are you doing today, bud?
Not much.
No, just hanging out at home, or are you going to school or what?
School.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Midwest High School.
Midwest. All right, you Mustang. You got yourself a 10-piece free Chicken McNugget or the all-new Spicy Chicken McNuggets just for doing some hot stepping this morning. That's a one-hit wonder. Eenie Kamosi. Check that out. Our first spicy song of the day and our winner, Skyler Epler from Beaver Springs, on his way to school today. You know, how many other hits did Eenie Kamosi have, Laura? I don't know.
I don't know.
There it is. It is National One-Hit Wonder Day. We talked about it at the top of the hour. It is also National Daughters Day. Not Take Your Daughters to Work Day, but if you have daughters, show them some extra love. Well, that's nice.
Very nice.
I got a bunch of those. It is National Comic Book Day. Did you collect comic books, Laura?
I did not.
No, neither did I. I see that we're alike in so many weird ways. Never really cared for comic books. It's National Lobster Day.
Oh, I could go for some lobster.
Let's have some lobster this afternoon.
Sounds like a plan.
And if not the lobster, in other words, you can't afford it, it's National Quesadilla Day. There it is. And it's National Native American Day. Take that, Washington football team. All right. So that's what's going on today. We have so much going on today besides the McDonald's nug giveaway. Laura's going to be a little busy today, isn't she?
Yes, very busy today.
Today is that golf tournament we've been talking about for weeks at Three Ponds, and Laura will be there. Do tell.
I will. I might even be there during the show.
Oh, you might even sneak over a little early, huh?
I'm going to have to, seeing as we're still broadcasting when registration and stuff starts. So I'm going to, multitask. It'll be interesting. We'll make it happen.
Nice. Couple things that aren't happening. Everybody's talking about Halloween being canceled or postponed or whatever. How about in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, how about New Year's Eve on Times Square? No go!
Oof. I don't know how they're going to police that, though.
I know. Jimmy Fallon talks about it coming up in just a little bit. And we get ready for Flashback Friday. That one song that even to this day, when you hear it, it makes you think of a person, an event, a moment in time. Yesterday, Laura and I were talking about it, right? Tom and Laura in the morning. Did you ever make mixtapes?
Yes, and I actually made them by recording the radio.
There it is. Highly illegal, but everybody did it anyway.
And I'm probably about as young, even though I'm not young, but as young as you can be, and you did that, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, and you hated when the radio announcer talked on the beginning and the end of the song, because...
Yeah, don't step on it, man.
Damn it, this is going on my mixtape! I don't want to hear a weather forecast! I want to hear said group from 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. 90s, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we got thinking about this yesterday, we got batting it around, and we decided to make it Tom and Laura's topic of the day. What's that one song? Now, maybe you don't even like the song, but when you hear it, you think of, oh, God, I remember my old girlfriend from 30 years ago or something. Everybody's got at least one of those songs. You and I love music so much, we have hundreds of those songs.
I know, it's really hard for me to pick mm-hmm. a favorite.
Yeah, so maybe it doesn't have to be a favorite, just the first song that pops in your head that if you heard it on the radio this morning, you go, oh, that reminds me of my eighth grade school trip or something like that, you know? It's just really cool. And that's what we want to do. We want to find that song. And who knows? Flashback Friday, a half an hour away, Laura. Who knows? Maybe we'll play that song for you. That'd be cool.
That's right. You can comment. I'm going to post it on up on the 94KX Facebook page. Okay. Look for the boombox.
Of course, the boombox.
We want to make a mixtape, right? Yeah. With those songs that take us back. So whether it's the 80s or the 90s, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make a mixtape with your favorites, but then also they could be requests. So comment. You could text us at 49330 or call us at 1-800-326-94KX. It'll be fun.
I want to know what a Mark Lawrence mixtape sounded like.
Oh my gosh.
Give me an idea.
I just found one the other day.
You did not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, what was on it? There were some Grateful Dead songs on it. a local band called Tahoka Freeway. I don't know if you ever heard of them out of State College.
Really?
But just one song right after another. And it's most of them recorded off the radio with a boombox.
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Tom and Laura in the morning, our topic of the day on Facebook. We want to know, what was that one song you may have recorded that reminded you of something? And if you hear it on the radio today, whether it's a good story or a bad story, is there one song Mark Lawrence hears on the radio that says, oh, I remember when I was in high school?
College Flashdance. A girlfriend loved that movie, so I memorized the soundtrack.
Oh, Laura, what do you have to say about that?
That's fantastic.
She smartened up before we graduated, but I'll remember it.
Perfect. I can't picture Mark Lawrence and Jennifer Beal dancing around. I just can't picture it.
I can. I can picture it right now. And it is everything.
It is everything to you. Flashback Friday is about 12 minutes away. We'll take your requests. People jumping on Facebook right on this topic, right, Laura?
Absolutely.
Any stories better than Mark's?
People are just requesting songs.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Which is cool. There's some pretty good ones. Into the Night, Benny Mardones.
Oh, that needs to stop.
I Melt With You, Modern English.
Oh, okay. That's
pop
cool.
Music.
Oh, you mean the shortest titled band in the history of music?
M.
M. One letter, M. Talk about pop music. We can do those, but we kind of want to know your story, too, that's behind that song.
I think we need to encourage people to call in with the stories.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a little much for social media.
Well, yeah, we don't want a whole story, though. It was a cold night in 1981. No, we don't want that. We just want, like, pop music, skating rink, 1979. And it'll be like, excellent. You know, you could do that, or...
Totally. Tubular.
Excellent. Just a few minutes away from Flashback Friday, your requests on the Ford Fun Line, text it in, social media, with our Tom and Laura topic of the day. Let us know either way. Sure, you used to record your favorite songs on the radio. Now you could download them, or while you're streaming, you could pull up a song that way. Our good friends Daryl Hall and John Oates just reached a milestone, Laura.
Oh.
This song, You Make My Dreams, has been downloaded or streamed 1 billion times. Wow!
That's
unbelievable.
A lot.
Yeah. And they say part of it might be the 2009 movie 500 Days of Summer, in which... That song appears in it quite a bit. So there's a flashback. 09, 500 Days of Summer. Hmm. All right, news is coming up. Rob, the Sports Center has all the local soccer and field hockey. People going crazy for that. The Pac-12 is playing football. That's exciting. They made the big announcement yesterday. It's like, dude, you're like the last person getting on the train, okay? It's not a big deal. And also, Steve has got the forecast for us. Laura, you ready for Flashback Friday?
I am indeed. And these song suggestions for our mixtape, fantastic, on Facebook.
Ford Fun Line is open. We got somebody with a story on a first date, first kiss, Phil Collins?
The first kiss I had with my current husband, I was young enough. We were just together for 11 years yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young enough that I would still have to be home by 11 p.m. So we went up this little get together and we had our first kiss. And I was like, oh gosh, I got to get home before 11. So I pull out and I'm so calling, like, I am jamming to Bill Collins, rolling through Freeburg like nothing, and I get a speeding ticket, my first speeding ticket.
Oh my goodness! So you were breaking curfew, you got a speeding ticket, But Phil Collins, Phil Collins was there for you.
Yeah, he made it better.
I can feel
it. Hear that one.
Okay, the next time you hear it, just change the words to "I can feel it speeding down the road tonight."
Perfect.
Thank you for calling.
Sure. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye. Her first kiss. Her first date with a guy who is now her husband.
She gets and her first speeding ticket.
Breaking curfew with Phil Collins, 94KX. Weird and wonderful. Scary, yet cool. And for that woman on the Ford Fun Line, her first date with her now husband of 11 years. Phil Collins in the air. Tom and Laura in the morning. Flashback Friday. The stories are rolling in, Laura. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Anything new on the social media side? Because the Ford Fun Line here, they're stacking up.
Yay! Lots of comments. Great songs from the 80s.
Oh, 80s stuff? Okay, we could do that. Give us a story behind it if you can. Even if you go on social media, just a couple of words. It doesn't have to be a long story. Just like, for instance, "In the air tonight, got caught speeding." You know, something like that. You know, whatever your story might be, it'll be interesting. Here's a story for you. The Doobie Brothers. Now, I think of 70s Doobie Brothers. It takes me back to high school and it makes me feel good. Bill Murray got a cease and desist for the Doobie Brothers this week.
What? Why?
Bill Murray owns a shirt company right now, and he is using "Listen to the Music" when he promotes his shirts. So the Doobie Brothers had their lawyer draw up a cease and desist, basically saying, "Bill, we love you, but dude, you can't do this. You can't use our music for like a golf shirt, okay? You just can't do it." Now,
that's funny.
The best quote in the letter, speaking of funny, is, "We'd almost be okay with it if your shirts weren't so damn ugly." But it is what it is. Love the Doobie Brothers.
Love the Doobie Brothers. Wow.
Sorry, Bill. Stop the cassette tape after the song is over. Make sure you do, or you get the radio announcer talking at the end of the song. Our mixtapes, today's Tom and Laura's topic. Tom and Laura on a Flashback Friday, 94KX. That was from the 80s. I think, what was the decade where mixtapes were the biggest? Probably the 80s, do you think?
Probably the 80s, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day, I had some pretty cool setups in my room for recording because I had chosen radio broadcasting at a very early age. There were no boom boxes, but I had stuff wired up where I could tape off the radio onto reel-to-reel tape. It was just cool stuff back then.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But it became simpler as time went on. And even if little Laura Wasileski had to put a big giant boom box on her tiny little shoulder, it was all good, right?
I don't know if I ever walked around the neighborhood like that, but I definitely had a Walkman.
Oh, yeah, the first Walkmans from Sony.
I had a tape one, and then I had a CD one, and you had to, like, hold it carefully so it wouldn't skip.
Yeah, yeah. They came up with the anti-skip Walkman later, but, yeah, the early ones, remember how if you were even jogging, it was like,
oh. It was like, right.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The country was rocked by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg this week. If you want to pay tribute to her through movies, I've got two recommendations. RBG is an excellent documentary in which she narrates her own life story, tracking how she fought sexism and went on to become one of the most important legal figures in American history. The filmmakers had unprecedented access to her, so this is a very intimate portrait of a woman whose work helped shape America in important ways. RBG is back in theaters locally this weekend, but it's also available on Hulu and on-demand services. I additionally recommend the biopic On the Basis of Sex, in which Felicity Jones plays the young Ginsburg taking on an important case that, if she wins, could overturn several decades worth of gender discrimination. The movie is an effective dramatization of how she fought the system and helped make crucial advancements in women's rights. Jones is excellent in the role, capturing the righteous anger that drives the character while still showing a more vulnerable side. You can watch On the Basis of Sex on all VOD services, and it makes a great double feature with RBG.
Mm. Thank you, Mike. Wow, what a way to pay tribute to Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg, RBG, and On the Basis of Sex. Two great movies. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Laura's changed locations. You ready to
go? I have indeed.
All right.
I did it.
You did it, which is great. She is now at Three Ponds, Knoebel's Three Ponds, and we'll talk about why and what's going on next hour, as well as more Flashback Friday. So, Laura, catch your breath.
Actually, I'm not out of breath. Wow. This worked out surprisingly well.
I would have died. Or fallen and broken a hip. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Flashback Friday. Yeah, they were a one-hit wonder. They called themselves Autograph. And their album was called Sign In, Please. They signed in with one hit, and we all turned up the radio. What is going on? Were we almost hit by an asteroid? We'll talk about that coming up. And why is everybody in Hawaii so happy? Right now, we're out at Knoebel's Three Ponds, and we're happy this morning.
Oh, my goodness. We're having a good time already. The staff from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce is here. They're setting up for the golfers to come. Registration begins at 9. It's the 19th annual Young Americans Golf Classic.
Yeah, now this Young Americans thing, you know, it's good for kids locally.
Oh, 1,000%. So Young Americans, if you're not familiar, is a school-based program. The chamber works with 12 school districts throughout our awesome valley, and they teach financial literacy, entrepreneurship, business ethics, all sorts of things that are important for those future leaders of tomorrow.
And so money raised today. I mean, you know, golfing is fun, and we're going to have, you know, lots of fun, but it's about the money being raised, right?
It is. It's all for the Young Americans program, which then recognizes the scholastic, extracurricular, and civic leadership qualities of more than 80 high school students and seniors from those 12 different school districts that I mentioned. It's really awesome.
And you hear all about them all the time right here on all the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation stations. So the Young Americans program continues strong, and some golfers will be raising some money for that program today. Laura was given the dubious honor of being co-chair of this event.
I know, but you know what? They're already spoiling me because I'm set up here and I was presented with a coffee and a donut, and Chris and Vanessa and Bob from the chamber are hustling all around, so I feel a little bit guilty. I'm just standing here on the radio.
Well, turn up the radio. We'll play more of Flashback Friday, and then maybe you could skedaddle about helping your friends, okay?
Yes. Well, at 9 o'clock, don't worry. I'm going to pitch in. That's when registration starts. Sad times, though, friends. I wish more people could join us today, but next year, you know, put it in your brains. I'll be the chair by then, so you'll have to come on out and make it a big thing. Tom, are you going to come?
Yeah, I'm going to be stopping by sometime after the show here just to say hi to everybody, shake some hands, and, well, I guess we can shake hands, bump elbows, and wear masks, right?
Air high fives. That's what we do. Air high fives and bumping elbows.
There you go. And wear your mask. It's the 19th annual Young Americans Golf Tournament with the Chamber and 94KX. Flashback Friday. What was that song you put on your mixtape? Kelly says Prince Little Red Corvette. There you go. That was a cruising song.
That song's fantastic.
I mean, that song, even if you weren't driving a Corvette, whatever you were driving, you popped that cassette in and turned it up, and you drove as if you were driving a cassette. I'm driving a Corvette. I was driving like a beat up old Datsun, but I was cool because I had big speakers and a cassette deck. How about that?
There are some fantastic comments on the 94KX Facebook page, I have to say.
All right, what do we got?
This one from Emily. She says, my senior year of high school, my dad went away for a week, so I got to use his truck as my own vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a car, right? Every time she hears, I went to a party last Saturday night, right? Kiss Me Deadly.
Yeah.
She thinks of that week because she blasted it on repeat.
1 week, right? 1 week of her life.
Right?
And to this day, when she hears that song, she'll remember that.
Now I kind of want to hear that song. It's going to be stuck in my head. I went to a party last Saturday night, right? That's a great song.
Okay, I think we'll do it for her. We've got news coming up next, but keep that radio turned up loud. And just in case you want a flashback on a Flashback Friday, feel free to take out your boombox, drop a cassette in it, and record Lita Ford when we play it.
people are saying hi to me.
There it is.
So, I don't think they realized I was on air. I didn't bring speakers this morning. That was my fault.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. They're getting ready to golf. We'll talk more about that out at
Columbus
Three Ponds. Stay with us. Flashback Friday.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Duran Duran may have been on your mixtape on a Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura's topic of the day. What song was that song that you recorded? And Jen said, The Reflex, Duran Duran. We're in 8th and 9th grade at the school dances. A group of us hung out together. We love the song, Good Memories. Isn't that neat?
That's fantastic. I love all of these songs, how they take us back, especially on a Flashback Friday, to that one moment in time, like you were talking about earlier, Ton, where it's like in the car or at the school dance or after the football game or driving down Independence Street in Shamokin, right?
Mm-hmm. There it is, cruising. Cruising whatever strip you might have been cruising. Downtown, whatever. But yeah, Independence Street, Shamokin, Market Street, Bloomsburg, you know, downtown Sunbury and Market, wherever you cruised, we have your music. Friday football, you mentioned, though. We've got three great football games tonight on our sister stations. Shikellamy at Milton is on News Radio. The Seals play on Eagle 107. They play Shamokin tonight at 6 o'clock.
Whoa.
Hino the Rhino with the clipboard.
Exactly.
And on our sister station, 100.9 The Valley, the Green Dragons of Lewisburg play there. They're at Danville tonight at 6:30. And we talked earlier about a big night at Danville where they're going to salute the band, the parents, the cheerleaders, everybody in Danville tonight. So that's a big night with the Ironmen. A big day today at Knoebel's Three Ponds. Laura's hanging out and getting ready to golf for a great cause.
I am. I'm getting ready to hustle some par busters and 50-50 tickets here when we're done off air. But I will tell you, I am so excited that Friday Night Lights are back. That was the one thing that was sort of upsetting with the whole COVID thing.
Yes.
And the fact that we can have a golf tournament safely. Everybody's wearing masks. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. I'm just happy to be out and about.
It's all safe. It's all COVID safe.
It is.
And it's for a great cause. Sounds like there's a party going on.
There is already. Listen, these guys are already out of control. I take no credit for what's happening in the background.
Thank goodness we have no cameras on.
Oh, boy.
Flashback Friday. One more request, maybe? Yeah, we could maybe squeeze one in.
Yeah, we could squeeze it in.
Let us know. Toll-free lines are open. Flashback Friday.
With Tom and Larry in the morning on 94KX.
Long before mixtapes, one of my first vinyl records, the hits of Marvin Gaye, and Let's Get It On. Great request, that lady from New Columbia. I hope you turned up your radio really loud. She was on a commute there when she called that one in. She wasn't sure if it was Marvin Gaye or Barry White who sang that song, so I told her, Laura, I told her Barry was more like a, we get it together, baby.
Yeah, what was Barry White's famous song, though? I'm
You're my first. Right now. You're my last, my everything.
Yeah, my everything. I got it.
There it is, where Marvin was like, let's get it on. Oh, man, what a great show today. Thanks to you, the listeners, who absolutely blew it up.
There were so many great comments and posts on the 94KX Facebook page. So many that we couldn't even get to all of the requests. I really think we do need to make a 94KX mixtape, seriously.
Oh, that would be so much fun. So much
fun. It would be. It would be awesome.
Speaking of fun, lots of fun to be had at Knoebel's Three Ponds today for the Young Americans program in our area schools, the Chamber, and 94KX out there right now. And Laura is your co-chair.
I'm actually shirking my duties right now by being on the radio because I'm supposed to be selling Par Busters and 50-50 tickets. I have some awesome gentlemen lined up, and I'm, like, having to talk with you on the radio.
All right. Well, you know, thanks for making me somebody important on your list, but I'll tell you what, Par Busters are very important.
They are very important, especially when the competition is fierce. I hear some trash talking already. Seriously.
Pre-game trash talking in golf?
I'm telling you, people are rowdy this morning.
Well, maybe they're warming up a little bit, and I'm not talking about swinging the clubs either.
Uh-huh. There it is.
There it is. Well, enjoy yourself. We'll see you later on this morning. I'll pop by to say hi to the chamber members and all of those great people golfing. But enjoy your morning and have a great weekend
out
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there any kind of thought for the day, or is it
there
just...
is. I have a Flashback Friday one.
Oh, okay.
Before we sign off here real quick.
Okay.
Does anybody remember this? Hey, get off the internet so I can use the phone.
Yeah, the old landline hookup.
Ding, ding, ding.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a great one, guys. See you on links.